أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity with the new series that we got. We're going to go through the journey of the advice of Luqman al-Hakim. This Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him in the Quran. Even there is a surah dedicated for Luqman. There were more or less different opinions regarding the companions and also scholars regarding who Luqman was. Some of them said he might be a prophet. Others said no, he was not. Others even went further to say, look, he might be. It's just because Allah has not mentioned him as a prophet, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, among the prophets we've informed you, and also there are those that we've not informed you about. So even though his story was in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did mention that Luqman has been given wisdom. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ We've given Luqman wisdom. So some scholars said this wisdom basically means the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the prophethood of Luqman. Others also said, no, he was not given, but he's just an ordinary person with good faith, belief, and he was able to pass on this belief to his child and also the people at his time. Another thing regarding Luqman was he was said to be someone from Egypt, and they affirmed that he was Nubian. There the argument of being from Egypt or Sudan also came in place. But the description that came in Ahadith and Kutubu Sira made mention definitely he is someone with a dark skin, with a wide nose. That was Luqman. We're going to look a bit about the advice, about 10 advice he gave his child. Others also compile it to be 8. But generally, when you go with the tartib and word by word, it is 10 advice that he gave his son. Today, we're going to start by identifying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Luqman. Before we go about what he said to his child, I'm interested in this. Is if you look at the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, he made mention of one hadith that he made mention. He said, حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ And he went further. Before he told us what the Prophet told them, he said, وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقُ And he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, who informed us about what I'm going to tell you, هُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقُ First of all, he is truthful and also trustworthy. Before he told us what the Prophet ﷺ told him about the creation of human in the womb, which of course confirmed what came in Surah Al-Mu'minun about the creation. The reason why I'm interested in this is the way he put the hadith and also told us who the Prophet ﷺ was. How many years now the scientists, the doctors came with the understanding of the maratib, the stages in which children are more or less fashioned in the womb from the first day till their birth. So Sadiq al-Masduq was able to affirm this, which means that to understand these words are coming from someone that can be trusted. So to talk about the hadith or to talk about the verses of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Luqman, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Before we start with this verse, that is where the advice started. Before we go to that, what did Allah said regarding Luqman? وَلَكَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. This verse is very important to look at. We go straight and look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, we have given Luqman wisdom. And ishkur lillah, that he always send or he should always make shukr, gratitude. He should send gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the kalima, ashukr, is our discussion today. What is shukr? Shukr, when you look at it linguistically, it has multiple meanings. But the main and the common one that is known is one. A person to be able to identify something that is a blessing towards him. Identification of the blessing. That is number one. And acting upon being happy with what has been presented and informing people about it. This is what shukr is all about. So when I identify something to be good, I go further from this identification and act upon that by being happy with that and also informing people about it. When we come to istilahan, Islamically, religiously, what is a shukr? Number one, it is for something to be identified still in your heart, to identify something as a blessing. Most cases, we can only see the blessings that are bestowed upon us when we see the opposite of it. You will not identify beauty in some ways until you say that you see the ugly so that you can compare. Sometimes you will not know your life is good until you see someone struggling. Sometimes you will not even know your life is the best until you saw who is below you. Because in most cases, your mind is on someone above you. So you will not see the blessings of Allah upon you to thank Him. And not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all cases is kufr. This is just certainty in the Quran. The moment you neglect and ignore the blessings of Allah upon you and you don't thank Him for that, that by itself is kufr. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Luqman, that he does thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said regarding that, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, whoever thank Allah has indeed does that for him, for themselves. If you don't thank Allah, he said, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, Surah Al-Ibrahim, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. If you don't thank Allah, it's kufr. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said regarding this, at any given time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with something, thank Him with that. Talk about it. تحدث بنعمة الله شكر وتركها كفر. Talking about the blessings of Allah upon you is a way of gratitude. Not talking about it is kufr. So now, how do we identify what has been given to us so that we can have the shukr? Normally we say that when I woke up in the morning, healthy, someone slept and did not wake up, I have been given a blessing, I need to thank Allah for that. When I woke up in the morning, there is food for me to eat, water to drink, I have family around me, someone does not have that. When I woke up in the morning in peace, While some people are in difficulties in the war-torn countries, and they don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes. And I got up without having fear. I need to thank Allah for that. When I got up and I have the opportunity to pray when someone could not, I need to thank Allah for that. But one thing we always miss is, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when we acknowledge His blessings and thank Him, He's going to add more. This is how it works. When I woke up in the morning and see the blessings of Allah upon me, and I was able to get up and make wudu and pray and thank Allah for that, I don't need another blessing somewhere to thank Allah for. Because it is a blessing by itself to be able to thank Allah for the blessings that He gave you. So when I'm able to say Alhamdulillah for what I got in my life, I need another Alhamdulillah for that Alhamdulillah that I said. If you are able to thank Allah and say Alhamdulillah, you need to say another Alhamdulillah for that Alhamdulillah that you got to say, because someone could not get the opportunity to thank Allah. So that will mean your lifestyle will be chain of Alhamdulillah. Because you thank Allah, and thank Allah for giving you opportunity to thank Him, and thank Him again for giving you opportunity to thank Him. So your lifestyle will be a chain of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, if you are able to do that in your life, difficulty in your life will go away. Because Allah's promise in the wa'ad Allah, haq. Allah's promise is the truth. He said, when you show gratitude to me, I'm going to add more. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a wife, she is beautiful. You know she is beautiful. You thank Allah for the wife that He gave you. Then Allah, out of His mercy, will make her attitude good for you. When you thank Allah, some people we spoke about, even Zakaria, he was saying, لَا تَذَنِّي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Ya Allah, don't leave me alone. Give me a child. We saw Ibrahim, how many years he was asking Allah for a child. Look at even the grandfather of the Prophet ﷺ, what it came into the situation between him and his people, looking for a child. You did not go anywhere. Allah, out of His mercy, He gave you a child. Now, don't forget to have that sort of sincere appreciation of that child that Allah has given you. Because for you to acknowledge having a child is a blessing from Allah, to thank Him for that, then Allah, out of His mercy, is going to what? Purify that child and put that child on the right path. Are we getting the discussion now? So thanking Allah is not about saying Alhamdulillah. It's about identifying this by itself is a blessing from Allah. So we need to always pinpoint these blessings. Tell yourself, for Allah to give me opportunity to identify that blessings that He bestowed upon me, this is a mercy from Allah. How many people Allah has given and they did not even see it? Look at Karun. Allah has given him. He boasted on what he got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth swallowed him with his wealth. So it is up time that we start acknowledging Allah's blessing by looking at every single thing in our life. Have time. I can see, I can hear, I can speak. Alhamdulillah, these are blessings from Allah. I can walk. I got people to talk to. We live in a society where a person can die for the whole year. No one knew he died because no one cares about their life. You are with people. You have family around. You have friends around. You have people who care to even check about your well-being. These are blessings from Allah. So when you thank Allah for that, go back and thank Allah for giving you that opportunity to even thank Him in the first place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised Ayyub and Ala Dawood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them regarding showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will remind you about Sulaiman alayhi salam. At the time, he was asking his companions, who can bring the throne of Bilqis here before they come? I want them to come and see something amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about that in the Quran. قَالَ إِفْرِيتٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Among the jinn that were surrounding Sulaiman, one of them, he said to Sulaiman, I will bring the throne. By the time you get up from here, go home and come back. Sulaiman said, that is too far, that's too long. I want something better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among the people that were sitting there, Allah has given someone that blessing. He said to Sulaiman, I will bring that throne here by the time you blink your eyes and open. Sulaiman said, what do you mean? He said, you're here, you are. The throne is already here. And Sulaiman turned to Allah and thanked him for this blessing. Not because that person did something amazing. Yes, he did. But Allah knows that person cannot do without the will of Allah. When Sulaiman walked and heard the ants speaking about him and his soldiers, he moved back and he said, Allah, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us. So Allah praised that Ala Dawood, the family of Dawood, they do see the blessings of Allah and thank him. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before he start telling us about Luqman and the advice he gave his child, Allah is telling us that Luqman is among those who show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this gratitude that they show, is it something somewhere? Allah said, no. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever shows gratitude has done it for himself. So we need to do that. When someone gave you money, thank Allah. You know that that person is a minister of Allah, because Allah will not come openly and pass it on to you. So he will pass through some people. Thank Allah, then you thank such a person, because مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسَ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Whoever does not thank people will not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the ideas we need to start taking. Allah has praised Luqman with these blessings, as he is among those who really show appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah is saying, if you decided not to show appreciation, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghaniyun hamid. Allah is ghani. He is all sufficient. He is enough. Everything is enough. In terms of praise, there's nothing that you can say that will reduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise, because He has angels that are there. They have nothing to do but to praise Him. So yours will be nothing. But when you're going to thank Allah, talk about it. It is part and parcel of the conditions of showing gratitude to talk about the blessings of Allah upon you. Quran is saying, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. When Allah bestow His mercy upon you, talk about it. That is why the companion of the Prophet, when he decided to wear wretched clothing and come to the masjid, thinking that is iman, he is trying to be simple. He's trying to, the Prophet ﷺ asked him, don't you have better than this? He said, I do. He said, wear it so that people can see the blessings of Allah upon you and ask Allah as well. That is not iman. If Allah has blessed you, wear it. Put good clothing on. So that is the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, understanding who Luqman is. Luqman is going to advise his son. We're going to take this journey one at a time. And we will start with the most important one and the first one. These are the things we need to talk about in our houses. These are the discussion we need to create between us and our children, between us and our spouses, to remind each other about Allah, to remind each other about our iman. Luqman, when he was advising his son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانَ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ. When Luqman told his son, when he was advising him, what did he told his son? Ya bunayya. He brought the child closer. It's not about giving warning. Hey, you child. No. Ya bunayya. Oh, my child. That is that address. Allah address us as the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah is calling us ya ibadi. So that is how Luqman addressed his son. In this discussion, is to say that he brought his son closer to show him love, to show him care, to show him affection, and then draw his attention on what is important. Ya bunayya, la tushrik billah. Oh my son, do not associate anything with Allah. You need to teach your children this. They need to understand you are not a superman. You go out and work and do whatever it is not your doing. If not because of Allah, you cannot achieve that. Let them see the work of Allah in you. Let them see the blessings of Allah in you. Let them understand you cannot do of your own if not because of what Allah is doing. So he told his son, La tushrik billah. Now when we are going to take this word shirk, it has multiple meaning, multiple types. Most often when we talk about shirk, we are only talking about idol worshipping. But it's not always the case. Most of us within our hearts, we are committing shirk we don't know. Within ourselves, we are committing shirk we don't know. Because we don't understand. We don't even know what is happening within us is shirk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us, we have shirkul khafi, the hidden shirk. And the normal one that you know about, idol worshipping, whatever things are put in front of them to worship. But when we talk about shirk, it's a multiple things. One important thing that you can think of is, going back to the gratitude that we spoke about. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, and you turn the blessing and tell and give it to someone else, not Allah. You did not see Allah in that, but you saw someone in it, that by itself is shirk. For example, someone can say, if not because of such and such person, I could have suffered. No. Such and such person cannot help himself anyway. Who is the one who is doing? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he sent someone in my affairs. Allah is doing. Two different words here. If not because of such a person. No, Allah out of his mercy. You can see people in our societies today. They have that saying. I can't believe such a person did this to me. If not because of me, who are you? You see, this person is because of me today. He is where he is today. I am the one who did such and such. I gave her such. I did such. Ya salam. Who are you? Can you even help yourself? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reminding us, if people are to come together to do anything to benefit you, they cannot. And here you are trying to boast and take that thing that Allah did, you want to take it and say you are the one doing it? Or what Allah has done to you, you turn and say someone did it? If you want to understand how it is, how bad it is, because he said here, "Inna shirka la dhulmun." Why is it dhulm? Remember what happened to Bani Israel with Fir'aun. When Fir'aun reached the stage, the punishment and killing of these people has gone so much. Allah, out of His mercy, sent Musa alayhi salam. When Allah helped the Bani Israel, they crossed the ocean, they saw with their own eyes when the ocean split into two for them to go through. What happened? Immediately after crossing that, they couldn't see Allah anymore, but rather they decided, let's do something. So that understanding, forgetting what Allah has just done to them, and they put all this into something, this is what shirk is all about. And that is why it's dhulm, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تُظَالَمُوا. Allah is saying, injustice, I made injustice haram for myself. Allah, who has the power, who can do anything without anyone questioning, He said, I made injustice haram for myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا, and I made injustice haram amongst you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا, do not be unjust. And here we are. Allah has done it. Out of your injustice, you decided to acknowledge someone, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَذُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, shirk is injustice. How a nafs, is also another injustice, another shirk, following personal desire. Because I want this, it doesn't matter the implications that is going to have on others. Because I will be happy with this, it doesn't matter who is going to suffer. Because this is good for me, I don't care what's going to happen to somebody else. Personal interest, how nafs. You are seeing only what will make you happy, and you don't care about others. Anyone that follows his personal interest is also committing shirk, because that is the concept of shirk, for you to only see what you are happy with, not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated. So that is another type of shirk. Another shirk is to see someone just because of his status. That can be a businessman, that can be a rich man, that can be a politician. Anyone that has this worldly status, and you saw the person to be, if that person can help you, you will achieve. If that person cannot help you, you're going to struggle. Seeing that person and putting yourself below just because of any worldly gain is injustice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first advice he gave his son is la tushrik billah. So how do we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has told us about himself in the Quran. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing is like Allah. Allah does not look like his creation. We are all living today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hayyun. Is our life or our living like Allah? Definitely no. We have sight, we can see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basirun. He can see. Is the seeing of Allah the same as yours? Definitely no. We have hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yadullahi fawqa aydihim. Allah's hands is on top of this. Is Allah's hands like yours? Definitely no. The moment you start seeing, or your mind is telling you what Allah has and what you saw in terms of attributes of Allah is just like yours, you are committing shirk there, because Allah is saying nothing is like Him. Laysa kamithlihi shay. You will not be comfortable. You will not be happy when someone look at you. MashaAllah, what a beautiful hands you got there. MashaAllah, what a beautiful eyes you got there. Just like the monkey next door. You will not be happy. You are creation of Allah. That monkey is creation of Allah. You have problem being associated with that monkey. But you are comfortable to be associating yourself with Allah. I have this, Allah has that. I have this, Allah has that. لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. The worst of injustice is to associate something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst of injustice is to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation and feel like he is equal with his creation. So when we to talk about Allah, Luqman has started the discussion. Acknowledging Allah and do not associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should only see Allah in everything that happened in your life. Because إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ right? لَآيَاتٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ The alternation of the day and night are signs for those who reason. Who are these guys? الَّذِينَ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ right? Those who think about the creation of the heavens and the earth, they were those who come to conclusion and say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, you've not created this for nothing. So when you sit down with your children, tell them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty. Let them know, you see the mountains, you see the valleys, you see the rivers, you've taken them to the beach. It's not about how good they can swim. Look at that water and understand the one who created that water. What else he can do? Look at how amazing your creation is and say, SubhanAllah. Allah who created this can do better or has done better than me. Because he himself, when he finished his creation, after the stages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, he went to the stage and said, Tabarakallahu, fatabarakallahu, ahsanul khaliqin. He praised himself indeed. When it comes to the creation, he is the best. So we need to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing. See Allah in every single thing and you will be free. The moment you are able to employ Allah in everything in your life, your iman will increase. The reason is, you will not have issue with his creation because you know they cannot do anything to benefit themselves, not talk about benefiting you. You know that they cannot do anything to harm you because it's only Allah who is running the show. Seeing Allah in your life, when happiness comes, it's Allah. When sadness comes, it's Allah. Whatever happened in your life, when it is hot, it's Allah. When it's cold, it's Allah. Everything in your life is only Allah, but no one else. If your journey and your heart is connected in this way, why will you have time? How will you have time to blame somebody because of what happened in your life? When you know Allah is the one who is taking care of your affairs. And everything that comes in your life, it comes according to the time Allah has prepared for it to happen. No one can stop it. No one can make it quicker. So that relationship you want to have with Allah, the relationship where you can understand and you can see Allah in your life, anything that happened, it is Allah. You withdraw any of His creation in your life and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your iman. There was a poet that says in his poem regarding this, if you want to understand or you want to clean your conscience and your heart, remember, لِلنَّفْسِ عَيْبٌ لِلْفُؤَادِ عَيْبٌ لِلْرُوحِ عَيْبٌ لَيْسَ فِيهِ رَيْبٌ.
in ourselves, in our soul, in our heart, in our mind, there are some sort of difficulties that come in sometimes that lead us to some faults. Example, I had a dream. In my dream, I saw someone that is really popular within the community. We had a beautiful discussion in the dream. I woke up in the morning. I sat down with friends, telling them about this amazing dream that I had. Within short time, the person I saw in my dream, he came, and exactly what happened in the dream happened. How do I feel? MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. We see things in the dream and it happens perfectly. Now, arrogance starts to kick in. I feel like, you know, because that is the idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many ways of giving you opportunity. The moment you see yourself, then He brings you down. The moment you see yourself, then He brings you down. That is what happens. In that state, what do I need to do if I acknowledge Allah? I will make sujood and thank Allah for that blessing that He bestowed upon me. And what will Allah do in return? If you really see our blessings upon you and you acknowledge it, we're going to add more. So that is the difference. Acknowledging, appreciating, seeing that it is Allah. If you put yourself down, then Allah elevates you and lifts you up. Remember, when the night comes, what comes after that? The day. When the day comes, what comes after that? The night. Look at one important thing in your life. When it rains, which part of the tree get the water first? Which part of the tree will get the water first when it rains? It starts from the leaves up there to the branches. But which part of the tree benefits from the water? The roots. Where is the roots? Deep down in the ground. The ishara. This is ishara for you. Ishara for you. The root is deep down in the ground. The water will go through the leaves and whatever, come down and then take it to the root. It will stop there. Look at the mountain. When it rains, the mountain, the highest peak of the mountain, water will get there, but it will stop. It will come down. So the moment you put yourself down, what will happen is the blessings of Allah will come to you. The moment you try to lift yourself up, what happened? It come and bypass you and go. And the last part of this ishara is this. We have some words in the Arabic language. Those words and the harakat, fatha, kasra, and dhamma that we use come with those words. Number one, al-ilmu wal-ghina. Ilm, knowledge. Ghina, wealth. If you look at the haraka, fatha, kasra, dhamma, which haraka do they get? Kasra, kasra. Who in this world don't want to be associated with knowledge? Who in this world don't want to have wealth? They came with kasra, but they are higher because they are more beloved. The opposite of that, al-jahlu. Jahal, ignorance, with fatha, up, right? The opposite of ilmu is jahal, right? And then the opposite of ghina is what? Fakru. The fakr and jahal, they came with the fatha, the haraka on top. Who wants to be associated with ignorance? Who wants to be associated with poverty? The ishara. These are just some ishara for us to understand. So, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, shirk, associating things with Allah, is the worst when it comes to what we call injustice. So when you see Allah in everything, your life becomes easy. And that understanding, nothing can move. No limbs of yours can even shake without the help of Allah, makes it easier for you to only see Allah in everything that happens in your life. The idea here is for us to only see Allah. So we don't blame anyone and we don't have the time to even mention people's name because of anything that happened in our life that we're not happy with. We only see Allah. And the moment we see Him, we go further to thank Him. When we thank Him, as the secret is, His promise is He's going to add more. To conclude this, being able to connect with Allah, the last thing that we're going to say regarding this is to go back to Ayyub alayhi salam and ask him this discussion. He will inform us more about it. Ayyub alayhi salam, they said he got sick. Other scholars said 18 years. Others said 7 years. Ayyub never complained. When we ask Ayyub, why don't you complain about your sickness? He said, I got opportunity once a day to communicate with Allah. Once a day. I got opportunity once a day to communicate with Allah. That opportunity once a day is making me overjoyed. I am so happy in a sense I forget my sickness till the next day. Once a day, he get the opportunity to communicate with Allah. Not look at the sickness Ayyub went through. He lost family, he lost, became poor, everything gone. But once a day for him to communicate with Allah is enough for him to forget his problems in his life. Allah has given you time to come and communicate one on one with him every day, 5 times. Why are you complaining about life? Is it because you don't have this communication properly with Allah? Or you don't understand the purpose of this communication? When Allah has given you so much that if you are to sit down and quantify them and thank him, you cannot. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot sit down and quantify the blessings of Allah upon you. So in conclusion, let's make our discussion at home with our families, spouses and children to always remind each other about Allah and remember that Allah is the only one that is in charge. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Inshallah, in our next discussion, with the discussion of Ayyub, we're going to look at birrul al-walidain, obedience and respect to parents. What did Allah say about that? And how can we obey our parents for Allah to be happy with us? What did Allah say we should do regarding ourselves and our parents? We need to learn about that. We learn to understand Allah and we learn to also understand who are our parents, regardless of where they're coming from. They're rich, they're poor, they're old, they're young, they are Muslims, they're not Muslims. As long as they are our parents, they have responsibility. We have to respect them. We want to look at what Allah said regarding that. So inshallah, that will be our discussion for next week on Sunday, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين. If we have any questions, we can take now, inshallah.